There was plenty of debate here in the U.S. as well. Let's speak about that with Congressman Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts. He's on the Armed Services Committee. Congressman, it's great to have you back with us on BBC News. I want to start with getting your reaction to what President Trump put on Truth Social. He said Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader, is dead.
I'm glad he's dead. I mean, he's an evil person who's killed thousands of his own people and chanted death to America for decades. So I'm glad he's dead. But the question before us right now in the United States of America is, should we be risking lives for this? Young American lives who we're putting on the line without any democratic decision from Congress about whether this is the right thing to do.
What information have you received in the House Armed Services Committee, for example, about the justification to this point of why President Trump has taken this line with Iran?
Nothing.
And you're expecting, we know the Gang of Eight, of course, was briefed, the Gang of Eight, the eight members of Congress who were briefed on classified intelligence. But you haven't heard any further information from the White House, from the Secretary of State, on why this attack would have taken place?
Literally nothing. I mean, I've seen what you've seen on the news, but Trump has not come to Congress at all. The administration has not briefed us. The Gang of Eight briefing was just late last night to say this is about to happen. That's the kind of briefing that should happen in anticipation of a limited strike against an imminent threat. This is obviously not a limited strike. The president's not even trying to make that case, as he did with Venezuela. And he's given us no evidence that there was an imminent threat.